Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Okay, first reading out of the New Testament, out of the book of Revelation, last book in the Bible. In chapter 21, verse 5, we read this, "Behold, I am making all things new." And that's a statement by Christ. And then out of Isaiah 43, the prophet Isaiah, once again, calling to the people. And God tells him this to tell the people, "Fear not, for I am with you." He says, "Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Fear not, I am the one who helps you. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." The last few weeks, we've been embracing the journey of this new year and all that our active God has in store for us and the plans he has for us to be and to do with him. We've talked about the direction of our lives, aiming toward what's important, the impact we can have and should have with God, whether the legacy of our lives will leave an eternal profit or a secular loss in the world. And last week, remembering that when things don't always go smoothly during the journey or the way we expected them to, that we should look for those God-ordained moments that he creates and those people that he sends to us to get us back on track and headed toward the important once again with him. You've probably noticed that we've been looking forward. We've been looking toward where he wants us to go with him and what he wants us to do. But what about the stuff that we're still dragging around from yesterday, from the past, which may hold us back and tie us down from making this year and the other years to come the very best ever with him as he wants for us, as we've read about his promises in Scripture? What do we do with all that stuff from the past as we live today and move into tomorrow? Well, so many of my two precious granddaughters' questions through the years seem to come from out of the blue. With my experience, no easy or simple answer to them, often it seems. Just like this one from our elder granddaughter, Hannah, to Linda. They were together one day and just talking, and she said, "Mimi, why does Granddaddy love God so much?" Well, the answer came to me later after Linda had mentioned that to me, after I reflected on a trip that we took as a family years ago to one of our favorite family getaway spots in Sea Island, amidst the pristine and marsh-encircled beaches of northeast Florida and southeast Georgia. On that trip, I did then what I usually do and did in the past. I got off early one morning for a walk on the beach. It's always quiet then, and I'm often the only one out there. The early morning sky was full of its usual fluffy clouds, which seemed brush-stroked across what was beginning to be a bright and beautiful orangey-yellow sunrise. The clouds also sheltered me from the rays of the rising sun as I walked on the beach with my steps splashing through the surging and receding ankle-deep surf back and forth, back and forth. As I walked along, I watched and noticed that with each billowy pass of the surf, the sand was restored to its naturally created beauty and cleared my path ahead while erasing my footsteps and any other telltale marks of the history of my journey up to that point. There was no debris, no footprints, markings, or scarrings in the sand after the surf passed by. I suppose I had noticed that before. You probably would have noticed it long before I did, but there were also no sandcastles or moats from the day before that little hands had probably built as a rite of passage on their trip to the beach. And all that remained was smooth, glistening, clean, wet sand canvases stretching behind me and before me, as far as I could see and beyond. Stopping for a moment, I scratched a line in the sand with my foot, and the next passing wave of the ocean surf washed it away, you guessed it, leaving behind a clean, wet stretch of shimmering sand. Stopping again, I took a chance this time. First, I looked around to make sure no one nearby was watching, and I reached down to write in the sand the remembrance of a mistake I had made years ago. The guilt from which I couldn't seem to get beyond it kept popping up in my brain on occasion. Well, once again, the surf cleansed the sand smooth of what I had written and left me standing there, looking at a clean slate of beach sand, now completely void, I realized, of what I had just written, reminding me in that moment that God had done the same with my past, freeing me from it, if I would just embrace it, freeing me from it, yet leaving me with all the gifts, abilities, potential, and dreams he had given me, waiting there for me to move forward with him and all the potential and the promise symbolized by that smooth, glistening shoreline stretching out before me. Well, I stopped again and I scratched some words of a remembrance of something that happened to me as a child years earlier, something that had left me feeling less and hurt and caused me at times to seek affirmation from others, trying to prove myself by living up to the expectations of others just to prove I was worthy. I was deep in thought about that as just then an incoming wave that I hadn't noticed crashed into me, leaving me still standing there, but now completely soaked. And once again, that incoming wave had wiped the sand clean of what I had written. Free again and ready to move on. Perhaps this time I would embrace it and believe it and let it go. I stopped for a moment and wrote the name of a habit I couldn't get control of, something that seemed to have me in its grip. You're right. It too was wiped clean with the next pass of the surf. I looked around, and as far as I could see behind me, the surface of the beach was wiped clean and smooth with each passing wave. And looking ahead of me, there was a clean canvas of sand as far as I could see, all waiting for me and the God who created me. The path stretching out before me was unknown and uncertain. I didn't know what I would find, but I had this abiding sense in that moment that the God who loves me and forgives me was already there, just as he was standing with me, ready to go with me and to help me write the rest of the story of my life on it. We all have moments where we've fallen short in life, or where we have been let down by others, where we've been hurt or rejected, maybe as a child or perhaps even later in life. We've all done things we wish we hadn't done. We can't seem to undo them or forget them, move on from them, and we struggle at times with moving ahead, anchored in the mistakes that we made in the past. We may have moments in our lives where we didn't remember God being around at all, or where we never thought much about him, or we blocked him out, or the circumstances of daily living blocked him out, and where the future for us was scary, and it was an uncertain place. We've all been there. And at times we have a hard time believing, through all the crud and the stuff that we've done wrong in our lives, that have happened to us in our lives, that has been done to us in our lives, that God really did create us for a purpose and with incredible potential and a passion to reach for the stars, to achieve great things for his kingdom and for others that will change the world. But my friends, we can do that. We can reach for our purpose and to achieve great things with and for him and for others because of what he has done for you and for me. He has wiped the slate of our lives clean of the weight of our past mistakes, problems, and shortcomings. Wiped clean of those moments where life came up short for us and short of what we may have deserved, where at the end of each of our yesterdays, we are sent forth, empowered by him, into a brand new day, with him in the lead, into all that he intends for us to be and to do. Isaiah says it this way in another passage in his book. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, Mimi, here's the answer. Tell Hannah this. Tell her that I love God so much because he forgives and forgets all the mistakes of my life and stands ready to move on with me into today and tomorrow. Also, tell her I love him because he cleanses me, and no matter what has happened to me before, he restores me to wholeness, and then he gives me the strength through him to change what I need to change and to pursue with and through him all that he has dreamed and planned for me to be for the very best and rest of my life. And also tell her I love him because with him, each day is better than the one before. Or you know what? Just tell her that I love God so much because he loves me so much. He loves each of you too, my friends. That's the God we're talking about. The God that loves each of you so much that he wipes clean all the mistakes of the past, forgives us, heals us, and then restores us to wholeness while setting us on a new path with him, using all the potential he planted within us to become all he created us to be all we can be in this day and the next, in this new year and the next, free from all that was and all that tries to hold us back, free to be all he created us and calls us to be with him in the lead. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for my dear friends. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for the impact they've already had. I thank you for the journey up to this point. And I thank you for this reminder this morning. And I ask that you would help us to embrace it and remember it, that you have wiped clean all the crud from the past, all the stuff that holds us back and ties us down, that anchors us into something, keeping us from moving out into being all that you created us to be. Thank you for the reminder. But more than that, thank you for the power that you give us to rise up, to soar on wings of eagles with you, for you, and for others. Thanks for all you do for us. Thank you for that power and that presence in our lives. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.